This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, cancellation rumours dismissed by the Olympics boss, dozens injured in Peakow bus crash, and Boeing under investigation. I'm Madeline McNeil with this morning's Nine News Podcast. The head of the International Olympic Committee has dismissed questions about Queensland's doubts over the 2032 Brisbane Games. Senior figures within the Queensland government sought advice on cancelling the Games, but decided against it after learning it would cost the state up to $1 billion in compensation. IOC President Thomas Bach is not concerned by the reports.
This is mere speculation. All the actors have made it very clear that there was no mention of this in any of the conversations or planning. So this was some kind of fake news, apparently.
A verdict on Bruce Lurerman's multi-million dollar defamation trial is expected 2 weeks from today. The judge presiding over the former federal Liberal staffer's case against Network 10 and presenter Lisa Wilkinson is scheduled to hand down a decision on the 4th of April. Police are investigating the second shooting in as many days in Melbourne's West. Nine News reporter Madeline Burke.
Investigators believe it was a targeted attack. Bullets were fired from a passing car towards a man in Parkland on Montechano Road and Fraser Rise around 7 last night. The man wasn't injured and the two unknown offenders drove away from the scene. The getaway car later found on fire in nearby hillside. Police are also investigating if a separate car fire in Caroline Springs is linked. Yesterday, three men were injured following a targeted shooting in Tarneit, which shut down a McDonald's car park. In Melbourne, Madeline Burke, Nine News.
A bus driver is fighting for life after she was freed from the wreck of a serious crash in Sydney's southwest. 25 people were treated at the scene. A dozen people, including a child, were rushed to hospital after two buses collided in Campsie, sending one into a row of parked cars. A bushfire on the outskirts of Perth is burning at a watch and act alert level. Hundreds of hectares have been destroyed by the blaze, along with several outbuildings. Police have labelled the fire suspicious and are carrying out an arson investigation to determine how it started. Some households could get a discount on their insurance premiums if they better prepare their property for bushfires. The federal government has set up an app allowing people to self-assess their readiness. It'll recommend changes to make sure they're better protected in the event of a fire. Emergency Management Minister Murray Watt says it's about keeping people safe and saving them money.
NRMA and Suncorp have joined with the Albanese government to now offer discounts for people's insurance premiums if they apply this bushfire resilience rating app and then take steps to make their home more resilient.
The looming threat of floods and bushfires has a third of Australians worried they may need to permanently relocate. The Climate Council's conducted a poll which shows the majority are also concerned about the effect of extreme weather events on children and young people. South Australia has joined the country's fight against invasive fire ants. The state will provide $17 million over 3 years to help eradicate the pests in southeast Queensland, making WA the only state or territory yet to lock in its share of funding. Invasive Species Council Advocacy Director Jack Goff says the ants continue to spread.
So we know we've had two spread into New South Wales in the last 6 months, and another fire ant nest just turned up in Currumbin Waters. So fire ants are moving outside of that biosecurity containment zone in southeast Queensland, and that's because they're getting to the level of density and spread that they are starting to shift into new areas.
Plane manufacturer Boeing has been given 90 days to address systematic quality control issues. Nine's US correspondent Alison Petrusky.
The head of the US Federal Aviation Administration says he is concerned after touring Boeing's manufacturing facilities in Seattle. Michael Whitaker says he was not given a thorough safety briefing and that Boeing's representatives were focused on production.
What we saw was not the safety culture that we were looking for.
2 months have passed since the Boeing 737 MAX 9 Alaska Airlines flight lost a door. Earlier this month, a wheel came off a Boeing 777 after taking off from San Francisco, and last week, a 737 lost a panel mid-flight. In a statement, Boeing says it's focused on building trust one airplane at a time and that the increased scrutiny will make them better. In the United States, Alison Petrowski, Nine News.
And nurses with master's degrees or more than 12 years' experience could soon be able to perform the work of doctors. Legislation has passed federal parliament, giving them the ability to treat basic broken bones, illnesses and prescribe some medicines. In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 65 US cents.
Sport.
Matilda's World Cup hero Courtney Vine has been named in the first ever A-League Women All-Stars team. The Sydney FC winger will line up against English giant Arsenal in Melbourne in May. Vine says she's looking forward to tangling with a few of her Matilda's teammates.
Having, say, Steph Catley mark me out in the right wing could be really fun, or it could be really bad for me, but it'd be interesting. It's always fun versing friends.
Winless Collingwood has recalled Premiership winners Billy Frampton and Tom Mitchell for tonight's AFL battle with St Kilda. The Broncos have lost star prop Payne Haas for tonight's NRL Grand Final rematch with the Panthers in Penrith. An ongoing knee issue is expected to keep him out for up to 6 weeks. Lindsay Smith starts up front for the Premiers, replacing the injured James Fisher-Harris. And action at the Australian Grand Prix kicks off today with supercars this evening to run one of four races this weekend. Formula One drivers hit the track tomorrow for the opening two practice sessions. I'm Madeline McNeil, and that's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into Nine News at 6 p.m.